How cool is this? You get to deliver the first part of the space shuttle trainer to your hometown, the same one you and your fellow astronauts used during your astronaut training.
Well, it's really great to be back in the Northwest. I was a little worried about the weather, and we were going to do a tour of Seattle with Clay Lacy on our wing and his Learjet, and we got it accomplished, although the weather was a little lower than we thought. We got to go by the Space Needle and the University of Washington Museum of Flight. And Clay hopefully got a bunch of pictures that he'll be able to share with the public.
Are you the person that always flies that guppy?
Yeah, we have six pilots, and three of us are astronauts or former astronauts, and then three other research pilots. And then we fly the guppy when we need to transport large items, and this just happened to be one of them.
Is it kind of like driving a 57 Chevy?
It's definitely heavy stick forces, but it's a little piece of history, as you kind of said, and it's really a happening wherever you land. People look at you like they've never seen you because it's the only one in the world today.
Let's talk about this trainer a little bit. You obviously trained in it. You're an astronaut yourself. What's this thing like, and what will it be like for us?
Well, it's kind of exciting. It is a full replica of the space shuttle, so you're able to use all that. As astronauts, we use it to train to in our spacesuits to get out quickly if we had an emergency. We also train to get out the top of it if we had crashed on a runway or something. And then we rappelled over the side. So along with spacesuit training and along with some of the egress training, we stayed in it quite a bit. So it was every astronaut that ever flew the shuttle trained in the full fuselage trainer.
Do you remember anything weird that might have happened? Anything unusual happening when you were in this thing training?
No, I don't. Anything weird. Just getting out the top of the space shuttle was quite a struggle, at least for me, with the full spacesuit on. So that was kind of a difficult task for many of us. And then rappelling over the side was just kind of fun, actually. So we got to do that, and certainly as a crew, it was kind of neat.
Greg, you know, they keep telling us this is better than having a shuttle. Is that true?
I think it is in many ways. You'll be able to go inside the full fuselage trainer and then see how big the cockpit is and how big the mid deck is. And then as you get inside, it looks small to you, but in space, because you can like eat your lunch on the ceiling, you know, all the walls are available to you. So it isn't actually as small as you might think.
There's more floor space than you can actually see. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, you're doing a special program tomorrow, I understand. What's that all about?
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, myself and Mike Foreman, another astronaut in my class of 98, we'll talk about our space flights, and we'll talk about the full fuselage trainer and then just a little bit about the guppy.
All right, and one more question for you. And I don't get to talk to that many astronauts. I've talked to a couple of them, and I always ask this question. What's the most interesting thing or most memorable thing from space that you remember?
It's hard to get one memorable thing, but one of it was how bright the sun was. You know how your mom used to tell you not to look at the sun? Well, when you get above the atmosphere and look at the sun, it is really, really bright. Just seeing in a 90-minute period the Amazon River and the Nile River, for example, apart and flying around the Earth was just, it was spectacular. And I was really a little bit in awe how fragile the Earth looks. So we all have to take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, thank you for fixing the Hubble.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very glad we didn't wreck the Hubble. So.
Yeah, it's given us a lot of valuable information, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been a wonderful scientific instrument. And I was glad to be a part of that mission.
All right, Greg Johnson, we're not going to hold you too long. I know you're doing an autograph session there now, and you've got a lot of activities, and plus you're probably going to be visiting your parents here in town, right?
I am. My parents live in Mukilteo, Raleigh and Patsy Johnson, and they reminded me it's been a year since I've been back, so I need to spend a little time with them.
You better do it. Greg, thank you very much. Greg Johnson,
okay.
Astronaut and the pilot of the Super Guppy.